You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. This is Dr. Marvin. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Thank you for joining us for another great episode. For the next half hour, we're going to talk about dentistry and natural dentistry. I am a licensed dentist here in California. Great things happen at our office. We are one of the few holistic dentists, true holistic dentists, that deal with overall health. And if you have any chronic health issues, or if you have issues at all, or if you haven't been to the dentist, I encourage you to come visit us here in San Diego, where people come all over the world to come visit us, because we have something very special at our office, and we encourage you or invite you to come visit us. We have a website. It's called trynaturaldentistry.com, trynaturaldentistry.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page. We also have YouTube videos. We've got everything so that you can find out more about us before coming in, because we want you to feel comfortable not only with us, but also what we do. I want to thank those people that stopped by our booth last week. Last weekend, we were on two fairs. We were at Encinitas Street Fair in Encinitas, and also at the Earth Fair in Balboa Park on Sunday. A lot of people showed up. They said hello. They had a lot of comments. We want to thank all of those people for coming out. A lot of great questions. Some people were very surprised that I was younger than what they imagined. I've had this show for quite a while, and I guess that they imagine that it's because I sound like I have a lot of experience, and I do have a lot of experience, that I would older than I looked. And actually, I am a lot younger than people think. But don't hold that against me. I do know a lot about this dentistry, and if you listen to my show plenty of times, you'll understand that the dentistry makes sense. It's all about common sense. I had a lot of questions about dental implants. People came by, show me their missing teeth. Thank you for that. People have good questions. A lot of parents came by with their kids. One of the questions that they asked was, what are our views on fluoride? And I told them our views, and they were very happy to hear that, because they've been researching online, and I love to hear that. I love people that are taking the initiative to find out more information and start questioning their doctors and questioning everything that they've learned, because their health is so important to them. I even had a young man, he's actually a pre-dental student, that was questioned the fluoride issue. And we had a long debate at our booth and, conversation. And he was talking about all this stuff, and he was telling me to study more about it. And actually, I've studied plenty about it. Well, we learn a lot of this in dental school, one side of the coin, but I also learned a lot about the other side of the coin. And I've made a decision a few years ago that fluoride was not something that I want to put in my own mouth, and why would I put it into my patient's mouth? So we had a long discussion about that. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to change his views, because he was pretty much set. And I just think that with more knowledge and more reading, hopefully he'll come to the conclusion that fluoride, though it may be good for your teeth, is not good for your health. And he was one of the key points that I was getting across, is that there are some people that will believe everything what they're told. So if they are told that fluoride is good for their teeth, they're going to go ahead and use fluoride. But there are other people out there that are questioning, what they're told. And if they're questioning, if they want to minimize, if they're really concerned about their health and they want to minimize or prevent health issues in the future, they're going to try to minimize the amount of toxins from in your whole life. You're not going to stand outside a nuclear power plant. You're not going to stand right outside the back of the exhaust of a car. You're not going to expose yourself to all these chemicals, just like you won't expose yourself to all the toxins that are in foods. If you find out that a certain food is bad for you, such as, let's say, saccharin, sweet and low, any MSG, processed food, food coloring, anything that could possibly be bad for you, if you recognize and acknowledge it, you obviously won't put it inside your body. And so there are certain people out there that are like that, and those are the people that I want to come to my office. And so I was explaining to this young man that there are people out there that don't want to put fluoride into their body because fluoride is a drug. A lot of people don't want to put drugs in their body and want to try a more natural approach. So why are we forcing it upon people? And so that's basically where I was getting at with this young man was that there are certain people that want a different approach, that want a more natural approach. And those are the people that we're going after. At our office, we are a very unique office. Most dentists are not like our office. Most dentists are the status quo and they're mainstream. We look at it from the holistic or the natural approach, and we really think that we have something good, and there are very, very, very few dentists that believe in this. There was even a person, that a woman that came to us that didn't understand what we meant by root canal removal. Well, what we're talking about is the root canal issue, which we are really against root canals because though it may save teeth, it's not good for your health. And she didn't understand that because she really believed that root canal therapy was the best thing since sliced bread. And that's definitely something that we don't agree with. She probably doesn't want to come to our office. Now, she's not going to be able to convince me that root canals are good. It's just something that I have finally made a stand that I'm not going to support root canal therapy because I don't think, and I've seen with my own eyes, that it's not good for our health. It leaves infections, and I'm not going to do that. So just to let you know that those are just two of the people that stop by, but there are many other people who are stopping by that are smiling and realizing that there is another option in dentistry, and that they're starting to catch on that dentistry is not what it seems. It's not what it's cracked out to be. And so they start questioning. Instead of avoiding the dentist, they're actually going to search out for more biological, more natural dentists, and that's what we're here for. And thanks again for everyone coming out. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin. Every week we talk about dentistry and a whole lot more. We talk about what's good for your health. We like to spread the word. More and more people are listening to this show and telling others about it. They'll either tune in the morning or they'll tune in their car. And we just want to make sure that we spread out the information. This is free information. I pay to have this show so that I can spread the word out because I obviously can't help everybody out there. So hopefully the word will get out there, people will understand what we do, how we do it, and hopefully make a wise decision about their health. Okay, let's talk about today's topic. I was just thinking about what I should be talking about today, and I know that there are a lot of listeners all over this world that listen to this on kprz.com, or they listen to our podcast on our website. And they just can't. One of the items is that they want to find a dentist that, like us, that is in their area. And unfortunately, not every dentist has the same background. Not every dentist has the same training. And since this training is very unique, and you can't just go to one school, pay for the course, take it, and then back to your practice and then open up a holistic practice and have the same type of techniques and views, it's uncommon. So I don't really have a recommendation for people's, you know, there aren't many dentists, like I said, that do this. So you either come and try to make arrangements. If dentistry and your health is important, then you come to see us, even though you have to get out of your busy schedule and you have to travel. But I'm going to tell you, it's definitely important. But for those that still can't do that, there's a few things that I want you to look for in a dentist. So a lot of people just don't know what type of questions to ask when they go to the dentist, or what to look for. So today I'm going to devote today's topic to what to look for into a dentist. And the first thing I want to talk about is about the organization in the office. Now, you've been into other people's houses, and I'm going to tell you that for me, I like people that are clean and organized, because I feel like if their house is in order and clean and organized, then I want my dentist to be detailed, clean, and organized. Obviously, I want them to be using clean instruments. I want them to be very detailed in their sterilization technique. The instruments need to be clean. I wouldn't want the germs to stay on the instruments and then be passed on from patient to patient. That's unhealthy, and I wouldn't want that as a patient. It's quite simple. You don't want things lying around. You want things to be in proper order, and you know, you don't want any clutter. It's as simple as that. Some people can really pick up on that. I pick up on that a lot, and I think that says a lot about a practice. And so we try to focus on that in our office. We want to make sure that the office is environmentally friendly. So when you go to the restroom, is the restroom clean? Is it well lit? Do they have, you know, any awkward smells in the office? Any strong cleaning solutions that could be harmful to you? Those are the smells that you have into the office. So you have the look and you have the smell. And, you know, do they have cobwebs places? Is the floor clean? Is the area spotless? You also want to see if they are using steam sterilization. Now, there's many ways to sterilize instruments, but water and steam is a very economically and environmentally friendly way to do it. When you go into an office and you start smelling some chemicals, they may be using what's called a chemical sterilizer, where they use chemicals to sterilize instruments. And that's not as environmentally friendly, because they have to expose or dispose of those chemicals. So be very careful. Some dentists don't care about the environment. A lot of people don't care about the environment. Well, we want to minimize our exposure to chemicals, and we want to protect ourselves and also our environment. And that's one of the reasons why we dispose of mercury fillings that we take out of people properly. A lot of dentists just throw it down into the water, goes into our system, goes into our oceans, gets into our fish, and then we eat the fish. So we're just getting it back. So environment's very important. Make sure that your office that you go into is organized and clean. If it's not organized and clean, just walk out. It's just not worth it to just pay all that money and then get sick because they're using bad instruments or they're just not organized. Even the staff. You might want to look at the staff. Are they organized? Are they doing their work? Or are they running around with their heads cut off? I've been into offices. I've owned an office before where we're all running around, you know, being busy but not being very productive. The staff should be a part of the whole system. When a staff is organized, usually the business is organized. When the business is organized, usually, you know, everyone is happier. They know what they're doing, and even the patients are happier. Definitely want to go to an office where people are happier. The next thing I want you to look for into the dentist is the amount of time that they spend with you. So what I like to do as a patient, or if I were a patient, I would like the dentist to look at me face to face. I would like the dentist to ask me questions, okay? Because I have questions. So I want to do as much or more talking than the actual dentist. So when we interview our patients, we want our patients to talk. I want them to talk about their health. I want to talk about what's going on in their lives. I want to know any good or bad experiences. I want to know about their dentistry, their previous dentistry. What are they looking for? You know, and it takes time. And this is the reason why we set out a lot of time during our exams to talk. And because I say this all the time, we treat patients, we don't treat teeth and gums. And unfortunately, since that's our scope, that's our area of expertise, we want to dive into your teeth and gums. Most dentists, when they meet you, the first thing they want to do is they want to sit you back. They want you to open their mouths, and they want to evaluate, just dig in. They want to look at your gums and teeth and figure out what's wrong so they can make a proposal or make a treatment plan in order to fix those problems. That's the first thing that they do. And for me, that's not holistic dentistry, because if you ask the right questions, or if the dentist asks the right questions and you give the right answers, you're really customizing, you're fine-tuning the real treatment. Again, we're treating people, not just patients. Now, another thing with time is that do you see a lot of patients in their waiting rooms? I mean, is it awkward to have one dentist seeing three or four patients at the same time? Now, true, they may have a hygienist that's cleaning someone's teeth, but during that cleaning, the dentist has to go in and do the exam. So a lot of times, dentists have multiple operatories where they have a patient in every operatory. And what they're doing is they're hopping or jumping from chair to chair, trying to make it seem like they're giving the attention to the patients or all the patients, but at the same time, they're jumping around. I don't like that, okay? Because a dentist will start numbing someone, and they'll say, I'll be right back, and the patient thinks that they're going to be back in about 2 minutes, but in reality, they're not coming back for 10, 15 minutes because they're working and doing a filling in the neighboring operatory. And so this is what happens, is that you don't get the attention that you deserve or rightfully pay for. So if your dentist is trying to move from chair to chair, that's not an office that I would want to be in, because you're not getting the attention. And if a dentist is going from chair to chair, they may not be spending enough time with the actual technical dentistry, because I truly believe that if a dentist works too fast, something's got to slip, and it could be the technique or the quality of care. Now, I understand that dentists have to do this in order to make ends meet. They have bills to pay, they have production and revenue goals, and in order to stay in business, they have to see a lot of patients because they've been contracted by the insurance company to take a certain amount for a filling. Let me give you an example. If a tooth extraction is $150, you know, they have to do more dentistry than the next person that's doing an extraction for $300. And so they have to cut their time and effort somewhere, and so they'll cut their time with people. And so I don't like that. And so one thing I want you to look for into a dentist is, does the dentist spend a lot of time with you? Now, if a dentist spends a lot of time with you, that's great, but that dentist might not be in practice very long because they're not going to make enough money if they are spending a lot of time and not making a lot of money because of the insurance company. So look at it from both ways. I want you to look at it from the patient's point of view, but also from the dentist's point of view. Okay. Next thing I want you to look for into a dentist is their equipment. Does their equipment look new? Does it look outdated? Look at their lights, their furnishing, their carpet, their chair, their ceiling panels, the corners of the room. Do they use newer x-ray equipment? Digital x-rays has been around for almost 13, 14 years. Digital x-rays require less radiation. And if they're exposed, these older x-rays, they're exposed to more radiation with them. So are they using the newest, the latest, greatest equipment? Like in our office, we use a low radiation 3D x-rays. We believe that 3D x-rays are the future. They're great because we get to look at the bone and infections that other dentists aren't looking at. We think it's standard of care, but it was also low radiation. It's great technology. Unfortunately, other dentists haven't invested in it because, again, you know, it's an investment for them and they don't see the value. In our office, we focus on minimizing the amount of mercury that's in our air and what we breathe, so that when patients come in, they can feel confident that they're not breathing the mercury in the air. So we have mercury ionizers, mercury vacuums, and we protect our office and our surfaces of our office and our cells and our patients from mercury. Now, this requires additional equipment, and unfortunately, it costs money to purchase this equipment, but this is in an effort to be the safest office and the cleanest office available. So it's very important. You want to look at their equipment and the supplies that they use and see if it's up to date. It's that important. And finally, what I want you to look for in a dental office is I want you to ask questions. And this is a very important one. And the reason is when you ask them certain questions, I want you to evaluate and see how they react. So let me give you an example. If you were to say to your dentist that I don't want to use fluoride, or what is your view on fluoride? And then they look at you and then they have a good answer for fluoride. Let's say that they, it's good for teeth, it strengthens your teeth, and it prevents cavities. And then you tell them that, I'm not going to do fluoride treatments for me or my children, and I don't want you to put any fluoride varnish, and I don't want you to use any fluoride in any products, and see what they say, see how they react. Do they roll their eyes? Do they take a step back? Do they look at you weird and say, oh, you're one of those? That's not a very open-minded dentist. Dentists should respect other patients' views. And if they don't look at you in the eye and they don't give you a good answer, or they try to force a view down your throat, or tell you that you're wrong, or it's like you shouldn't listen to or go on the internet and read that stuff, or that's all quackery and hogwash, then it's probably not someone that you want to be with. Because they're not open-minded. Because if you are open-minded with these things, then you should really leave and find a different dentist. One other thing I want to mention is, if they recommend something, okay, they jumped a treatment, they diagnosed, let's say, a cavity, and they jumped a treatment. Okay, this is what your options are. You can do a filling, you can do a crown, blah blah blah. Ask them what the cause of that diagnosis is. And that's very important, because if they can't come up with a good cause, or if they are fumbling with their answer for that good cause, then that's probably someone that you don't want to go to, because what they're doing is they're focusing on the treatment because they make money from the treatment. They don't make money from explaining why you have that problem. So if you have a cavity, I will start talking about the causes of the cavity. Is it the acidity? Is it your diet? Is it the arrangement of your teeth? We'll talk about that, and that requires a lot of time. We talk about that up front. We do that during the exam. That's why our exams can run anywhere between 60 to 90 minutes, because we need to address the cause. And at our office, one of my pet peeves is when other dentists recommend unnecessary treatment. That's probably one of the biggest complaints that I have from patients, is that a dentist recommended something and I did it and I don't feel it was necessary. And that's the difference between our office and other offices. I want you to think about this, okay? The bottom line is that all dentists are different. They're not the same. They have different training. They have different points of view. They have different belief systems. I myself, as you can hear me every single week talking about this, is that I'm a very open-minded, I'm a very real common sense dentist. I like to figure out the cause of problems. I'm not going to put bad products inside your mouth. I'm going to use the latest equipment that I think is going to help me with diagnosis and with treatment planning. I like to conserve dentistry, and I like to talk about the real health issues. I have gone to many doctors to learn and educate myself what the best toothbrush, toothpaste, medication, surgery, diagnostic tool, treatment things, and I'm constantly changing to figure out what is best for me and my patients, and that's important. Some dentists, they get burned out because they're doing the same thing over and over. Everyone is one size fits all. They see a cavity, they do a filling. They see a crown that's broken, they're going to recommend and redo it. The reason why I know this is because I used to be like this, and I have a lot of my classmates, and I know a lot of dentists that do this. They're not very passionate about it. They're successful financially, but they're not very passionate about it. I'm passionate about doing the right dentistry. And so if you want to come see us, if you agree with what I've been telling you this whole show, then you should be coming to see us. I'm going to tell you that you won't regret it. Actually, I back it up. Here's my guarantee. I guarantee that if you do an exam and x-ray with us, that it will be the best exam and x-ray that you've ever had and best explanation. You'll leave happy or your money back. And that's what we do. So for today's special, it's for three callers only. If you schedule an exam, I will give you free x-rays. Okay, the x-rays are $199, and I'll also clean your teeth for free. That's a $100 value. This is incredible value for the first three callers right now. The telephone number that you want to call is 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. Call that number right now and leave your name, number, and then we'll have someone call you back on Monday or Tuesday so that we can get you started back on your health. I'm Dr. Marvin. Thank you for joining me today. I'll talk to you next time, same place. I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.